בוקר טוב רבותיי, today is יום שלישי בשבת קודש לסדר קדושים תהיו. By the way, first sugya we started off with, how many references in the new sugya do we have to parashat השבוע? No? Ishimo ואביב תיראו, what else? You missed another two. Just on the Mishnah. Mishnah in the first line of the Gemara. לא תקיפו פאת ראשיכם ולא תשחית את פאת זקניך. פרשת קדושים. Oh, which parsha is that? Yeah, anyway, קיצר. So, we were in this thing in Or Lezion. He was speaking about a person's hergel, routine. Paragraph on page Ayin Vav, starting with, זכורני בצעירותי, מרגע שהייתי מתעורר עד היציאה מהבית, ערך לי חמש דקות. Interesting. Chaim ben Tzion said in his youth, from the moment he opened his eyes in the morning until he was out the door was 5 minutes. Speedy. Okay? Now, אחר התפילה, הייתי אוכל בשבע דקות, ועם ברכת המזון, עשר דקות. Yeah? Breakfast was 7 minutes, ברכת המזון, another three.
It's a ten.
Huh? No, עם ברכת המזון was עשר דקות. Yeah, he didn't do a 10-minute benching. I'm saying, I wouldn't put it past him, but I'm just saying like, even a 3-minute benching is you know, that's מכובד. פעם בחנתי את עצמי בשעה שהקדמתי לבוא לישיבה, שהספקתי ללמוד במשך רבע שעה דף גמרא. Came early one time to yeshiva, and he was about 15 minutes early to say it or whatever, and that 15 minutes, he was מספיק to learn דף גמרא. You see that he's making חשבון of every minute in his day. ומי שירגיל עצמו לכך בגיל צעיר, ימשיך כך כשיגדל בלא מאמץ. If you... when you're young, if you make an accounting of your time, as you get older, it becomes easier. Don't let time slip away. Don't just battle. You have a few minutes, learn. Maran Zechon Baruch used to say, they used to live in Shchunat HaBukharim, and they used to walk to Purat Yosef, which was in the Eir Atika. Took them, how long is the walk? 20, 25 minutes, back and forth every day. They used to say, each one of them, on the way there, one of them used to read to the other, Daf Gemara Ba'al Peh. And on the way back, the other one used to read another Daf Gemara Ba'al Peh. That's exactly how you become a gadol, like that. ומי שירגיל עצמו לכך בגיל צעיר, ימשיך כך כשיגדל בלא מאמץ. ולעולם ישתדל להיות צעיר בגופו ורוחו, אפילו כשיהיה זקן בן 80. Love it. He says, always be young in spirit. Even when in your 80s, 90s, whatever, be youthful. You know, some people when they get old, a lot of people when they get old, they get like, In Hebrew, it's like kvedim, get like heavy. Be youthful in spirit all the time. Even when your body's not what it used to be, but at, I don't know about your mind. Your mind is also, you know, you don't have control over that. But at least in spirit.
What does that mean exactly? Be more innovative? Open to growth?
Also, just be, you know, go with it. You know, when you're young, you're full of ambition, you're happy, go lucky, you know what I'm saying? As people get older, they get more gloomy and serious and like... Also, you know, dad jokes, there's a certain age where like you become not funny anymore and your jokes become corny. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? You hit a certain age. It's called dad jokes. That's what it's called. Don't be that. Kitzer. Be funny, be happy, be youthful, be geschmack. Right. And he says, והכל תלוי ברגל. שמשנה לעצמו את ברכת אבות ומכוון בה, יכוון בה כל ימיו. Ah. Perfect at least the first bracha na amida, so that you have kavana over there, because then at least you'll save, at least your brachot won't be levatala. Train yourself to have kavana at least in the first bracha of the amida. V'chein mishirgil b'limud chok leYisrael yamshich b'zeh kol yimechayav. By the way, not necessarily for Ashkenazim, but the Ari HaKadosh was very very makpid on limud chok leYisrael every day, even for talmid chachamim, even though it seems like a more superficial limud. By the Sfaradim, even Talmidei Chachamim Muflagim, Gdolei Ador, they were makpid to start their day right after Shacharit with Limud Chok LeYisrael. That was a thing. Okay. Anyway, Ad Kedei Kach Sheim Yom Echad Ne'enas Velo Kara Yergish Tza'ar Rav. To the extent that if one day it goes by and you don't read it, you don't learn it, you'll feel tza'ar. ומי שלא ירגיל עצמו לזה מגיל צעיר, יקשה לו מאוד להתחיל, כי תוכן החיים נקבע לפי הרגל מגיל צעיר. A person's, your whole content in life is based on how you set it, how you establish it when you are younger. משקל הזריזות, בכל מידה יש צד טוב וצד שאינו טוב. In the הקדמה of Orchot Tzadikim, he says that also. That's why it's called midot, measurements. There's no such thing as midah tova or midah ra'ah. Every midah can be used, right? They're flexible. Can be used letzad tov and letzad lo tov. Ulmashal bevusha ve'azut sheklape stam adam nachon linhog bevusha ve'adinut ach klape anashim she'enam meuganim ya'az kan namer kedei la'amod keneged da'atam haklokelet. Right, he just gives an example. In general, boshet panim is important, but klape others that are not such good people, you have to sometimes be emboldened and stand up and be a little bit more firm than you usually would. So, really depends on the circumstance. He says, "V'avchana zo boletet b'miuchad bezrizut ve'atzlut." When it comes to alacrity and laziness, hine bizman bet hamikdash haya nislach lachotei al yedei korban v'mefarshim hisbiru hata'am b'derech remez shebebehema yesh chelev adam ve'et shneihem makrivim al gabei hamizbeach lelamed le'adam she'al pi rov ba lidei chet mitoch atzlut o zrizut. Interesting. What's the difference between when you bring a korban, bizman shebet hamikdash kayam, the parts that were always burnt on the chatat, let's say you bring a korban chatat, korban asham, the basar was ne'echal la'kohanim. What was ne'echal la'mizbeach? Chelev adam. Chelev, what's chelev? Fat. Represents what? Fat doesn't move. Dam is what? Constantly pumping. It's going from here, arteries and veins and back and forth. To teach you that where do avonot come from? One of these two midot. Either al yedei atzlut or al yedei zrizut. Because those davka are the body parts that are burnt al gabei ha'mizbeach. He says, והנה החלב מרמז על טבע הכבד בגוף, שהוא שורש העצלות, וכמו שנאמר, השמן לב העם הזה. ואדם מרמז על כוח התנועה, movement, שהוא שורש הזריזות, ובשתי תכונות אלו, שלכאורה מנוגדות זו לזו, מצווים אנו להשתמש עבור קיום מצוות התורה. עצלות and זריזות are not necessarily good or bad. עצלות, when it comes to עבודת השם, is terrible. But when it comes to עבירות, being עצלן. Can you imagine a person has an urge to do a certain avon and he says, you know what, I'm tired now, I'll do it tomorrow. Excellent! That's a wonderful application of atzlut. V'chein al zeh derech, the other way. One of the, on Yom Kippur, I know in the Nosach of Ashkenazim, but in Al-Chit, on Yom Kippur, one of the things that we say is not only do we ask for forgiveness for the etzem avera, Al-Chit shechatanu lefanecha beraglayim imaharot larutz lera'ah. It's not only the avera that we did, but what? You ran to do an avera. It's one thing to do an avera. Why are you running? Beraglayim imaharot. It's not, I didn't do the avera with my feet. I just ran to, I did the avera with whatever. But I ran to do it. That in and of itself requires kapara. It's a big thing. Kesheba avera liyado, yesh, he says exactly what I just said. Yesh lishtamesh bachelev, atzlut. Ukesheba mitzvah liyado, yishtamesh badam. זריזות. מסופר על סוחר שיצא למקום לא רחוק מביתו ובצאתו ציווה לאשתו שאם יבואו אנשים לקנות סחורה שתבוא לקרוא לו מיד. והנה הגיע האדם לקנות והיא מרוב עייפות לא קראה לו וכשחזר נודע לו וכעס עליה מאוד. There's a guy, businessman. Yes, he had a story. He had to go somewhere not far. He told his wife, I'm not going to be around. If anybody comes to buy stuff, run to get me. Call me. There's a person who came, a buyer who came to buy something. She was tired, she didn't come get him. He came home and he was very upset. לימים יצא כדרכו, הוא בא לביתו, בא על חוב לגבות את חובו, תקף ומיד מהרה אשתו למקום שהיה שם, וקראה לו. Yeah, there was another time where he was away, and there was a creditor, בא על חוב, who came to collect the debt, and she ran to get him. Says, אתון, רגז עליה ואמר, כשבאו לקנות סחורה, התעצלת להודיע לי. וכשבאו למגוס ממון, מיהרת. והנמשל מובן. Yeah, when it came time, there was a customer, then you were lazy. When it came to collect for me, then you ran to me. Haha, joke's on us. It's... The Magid Midubna, Alav Shalom, used to say, one of the most powerful forms, teaching tools, is Koach HaMashal. Because Koach HaMashal, everybody connects to a good Mashal. But then it really hits home and you're like, hey, that's me. That's, huh? Yeah, yeah. Al kiyum ha-mitzvot amru chazal. Sheya, pirkei avot, ishtabach shemo, rabotai, we're in the tkufa of pirkei avot achshav. Every day, another midah, another, you can be shoev mamash ruach ha-kodesh from Pirkei Avot. You see the language of Chazal, what they were focused on. Al kiyuma mitzvot amru Chazal, sheyadam kal kanesher, v'yesh leechoz b'minago shel Avraham Avinu sheneemar bo, v'yimaher Avraham ha'ohela en sera, v'yomer maharish shelosh seim kemachsolet, v'lo yidche shum mitzvah le'achar zeman. Avraham Avinu, b'yom ha'shlishi le'milato, was in tremendous pain, v'ze, when it came time for mitzvah, he dropped everything and ran. Avraham Avinu, he already imbued us with that zrizut. Ledugma, b'kriyat shnai mikra v'echad targum, יזדרז ללמוד ביום שישי בבוקר או בצהריים ולא ידחה לשבת. There's an interesting Birkei Yosef, Maran Achida, in Siman Resh Pehe, the Siman of Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. He brings down a Midrash Tanchuma that Rabbeinu HaKadosh tziva lebanav that they were not allowed, it's brought down halacha, not to eat Seudat Yom Shabbat without first having done Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. Don't eat, like a knas. What happens if you're behind? Aval, mikol makom, you see? Don't push it off. Do it on Friday morning, Friday night. Al pi hamkubalim, the best time to do shnai mikra v'echad targum is Friday morning, right after shacharit, when he still has talit u'tfilin. Not everybody does it, you know, not some people don't have time and they split it up throughout the days of the week. Okay, gam tov, it's better than nothing. But mitzvah min hamufchar mamash is Friday morning. Dari HaKadosh himself, Rabbeinu Chaim Vital writes in Sha'ar HaKavanot, how Dari HaKadosh say Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum? Friday morning, with Talit U'Tfilin.
In the Sefer Torah.
He would read Shnai Mikra from the Sefer Torah, and Targum, Rabbeinu Chaim Vital would stand next to him and read him the Targum. And he would follow along with him, he would read it back to him. That's how he would do it. And by the way, there's a minhag, a lot of magihim, I sometimes do that in my shul, you get a double benefit doing Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum from the Sefer Torah. Number one, that's the best way to do Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. Number two, your magia, that parasha. If there's chalila, any mistakes in the Sefer Torah, you'll pick it up and you'll be able to fix it before Shabbat. There's a lot of people who do that. Anyway. Huh? It's a big zach. Top. Very interesting thing. I was away for Pesach, Baruch Hashem, and on Chol HaMoed, the program, it's a pretty prominent program, the director of the program comes over to me and he says, I want to make Achnasat Sefer Torah. I say, okay, fine, ta'ase Achnasat Sefer Torah. What do you want from me? He's like, no, I want you to finish the Sefer. He says, I know you're Sofer, Magia, Veze. I want you to finish the Sefer. I say, we have a few problems here. Number one, Chol HaMoed. You look in Shulchan Aruch, Siman, Tavkuf Memhe. Maran says, Asu Lichtov Afilu Otachat. אפילו להגיע עוד אחת בספר תורה, is אסור בכל המועד. It's מעשה אומן. How do you want me to be כותב? That's number one. Number two, I don't have any כלים. You just tell me the, you know, at the last minute, קולמוס, דיו, you know, raise basic כלים to whatever. What are you telling me now? So he showed me the ספר. I actually looked it up. I didn't have a lot of ספרים, but I was able to, I had my אוצר, so... I love the Otzar. Anyway, there's this Dechemed that discusses if you have the last words in the Sefer were Otiyot Chalulot, which means that they were, sometimes you see hollow letters, you see the outline of the letter, and then you just have to fill it in. Le'alacha, the Mishnah Berah brings down in Mishnat HaSofrim, that Otiyot Chalulot are Kasher. Therefore what? Since the Otiyot are already Kasher, and all you need to do is really fill it in, that's not really Ma'aseh Uman, and לצורך מצווה, לצורך using the sefer on the moed or on yom tov, the shdechemed, also the Kaf Chaim brings down the halacha, that would be permissible to do that. So we did that. So problem number one was solved. And I said, I don't have kelim. Mani ase. So he says, well, I have a few feathers left from what people didn't use for bdikat chametz. I took the feather. I turned it into a kulmus. Yeah. You remember? I called you. I got... he had a little deal that was sent with the Sefer Torah, and we did it. Sometimes in life, you have to improvise. You know, life is a big big stuff. You make a learning experience out of everything. So, anyway, he writes, וכן בשמירת סדרי הישיבה, שאם בידו להקדים, לא ידחה ויאמר, יש לי עוד זמן. וכן בשאר ענייני עבודת השם, הזריז נזכר. When it comes to Seder, sometimes you're a few minutes early. To say, okay, I'm early. So, just what? There's no early. If you're here, you're here. First of all, make it on time. I remember my Rosh Yeshiva, Alav Shalom, Rosh Shmuel Berman, in the Mir Yeshiva. Second Seder in the Mir Yeshiva was from 3:45 to 8. That was second Seder. Okay? Anyway, 3:45 was the beginning of Seder. We used to have a little leeway until 4 o'clock. We used to call it the Rosh Yeshiva. Yeah, Rosh Shmuel was just not scary in a bad way. He was a dmus, like an aryeh. He would stand at the back of the base medrash where the entrance was, and we used to call giving out tickets. We used to pull over guys for coming in late. The deal was, if you walked in to Seder at 4 o'clock, you were on time. If you walked in at 4:01, you were 16 minutes late. That's the way it was. And instilled in the Talmidim this day, you got to come on time. He would tell people, he says, you're not going to be matzliach in anything in life if you come late. In your learning, Avodat Hashem, She'ar Inyanei Olam. You can't be matzliach if you don't value time. It's a big zach. Come on time, and even if you come early, there's no such thing as early. Early is on time. Start learning, start whatever. It's a big tire out there. Look around. Yeah, Rabotai. Yom Tov. Yom Mitzlach. Avodat Hashem.
You are very good at